Thank you, Mr. Chair. As one distinguished delegate mentioned earlier this afternoon at the end of the discussion on Section 4, the fundamental value of the Declaration holds in the commitment taken through it. In this respect, we welcome the number of concrete commitments in this Section 2 to enhance the protection of civilians when armed conflict takes place in populated areas. However, we are concerned that a clear commitment to avoid the use of those explosive weapons that raise the most concern in populated areas is still missing from the revised draft. We have made a number of detailed proposals on these sections in our written submission, which I will not repeat here. Instead, I will like to focus on paragraph 3.3 and 3.6. On paragraph 3.3, I couldn't have said it better than the previous speaker, so, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur, si vous me permettez de vous citer.
Well, without wishing to minimize other commitments in the declaration, para 3.3, and we agree with France on this, is really at the heart of this declaration.
Percy continues to hold the view that if the protection of civilians is to be effectively strengthened, states should adopt policies and practices to avoid using explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. We have suggested that such a commitment would entail not to use explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas unless sufficient mitigation measures have been taken to reduce the weapon's area effect and the consequent risk of civilian harm. In a milestone report published earlier this year, we elaborated on how such a commitment could be implemented, submitting dozens of concrete and practical recommendations for political and military authorities. So, with regard to the latest draft, we welcome that the text has been strengthened by including a reference to refraining from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas when the effects may be expected to extend beyond the military objective. However, the text now is written as an alternative to restrict or refrain, leaving open the options to merely restricting the use of explosive weapons. In our view, this falls short of the actions required to strengthen the protection of civilians, which is the aim of this declaration. As you know, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the broader Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, and the Secretary General of the United Nations have been calling on states and all parties to armed conflicts, which includes non-state armed groups, to avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. Several dozens of states have already made similar commitments. Whichever formulation is chosen, a commitment to avoid the use of those explosive weapons of most concerns in populated areas should, in the ICRC view, be at the core of the declaration. The phrase, when the effects may be expected to extend beyond the military objective, focuses the commitment on precisely those explosive weapons that are of most concern because of their wide area effect. We strongly welcome this focus and urge you to retain it. The addition of the qualifier in accordance with IHL, however, raised a number of issues, which we explained in detail in our written submission. First, it risks creating confusions between existing legal obligations, which in the ICRC view should be addressed in Section 2, and the new policy commitment. Secondly, it creates ambiguity and uncertainty around the scope of the commitment, as it can be read in different ways. If it is read as limiting the scope of the commitment to restricting or refraining from the use of explosive weapons only in case where IHL would so require, this would reduce the scope of the commitment to the implementation of existing legal obligation. Such a commitment would significantly reduce the added value of the political declaration and constitute an underwhelming outcome for a several year-long multilateral process. Furthermore, it would actually risk undermining existing legal obligation by reiterating them in the form of a policy commitment. The ICRC strongly advises against taking such an approach. The same holds true of various proposals to rephrase this paragraph using language reflecting or paraphrasing the IHL prohibition of indiscriminate or disproportionate attack or the obligation to take all feasible precautions in attack. In light of all of this, we recommend replacing the words restricting or refraining from, with one single verb, avoiding. And we also recommend deleting in accordance with international humanitarian law. On paragraph 3.6, and I will be much shorter, we recommend added and the commitments undertaken in this declaration just after the reference to international humanitarian law. In the view of the ICRC, it is important that states commit to promoting the commitment undertaken by means of these declarations towards both states and non-state parties to armed conflicts, and the same holds true with the implementation of those commitments. This is key to effectively strengthening the protection of civilians against the deleterious effects of explosive weapons use in populated areas, irrespective of the users. In this regard, our proposal is in line with the proposal made by Germany earlier on paragraph 4.7, which we also support as a suitable alternative. Thank you for your attention.